Do not be alarmed by the following recording. Happy Ron is still with us. He has only now become Technical Killer.
Killers, this is A3D Radio, July 25th, 1998, and I am wired. Yeah, it's the technical kill. I think you know what I'm talking about when you hook that controller to the end of your hands and you're sitting there and you're like the Borg or something, you know what I'm talking about, and you know when you run into those mousers out there and you want to give them a good technical ass whipping and they ask you what it is that you're doing or what you're using, just tell them,
"I'm a cop and you will respect my authority."
You know, that's a little voice inside of us, you know, and a lot of the mousers don't take the technical kill all that well. I mean, look at the demos and the chatter going on during the last OGL match that we won very recently and moved us up. I know a lot of people were doing everything they could to be as fair with their emotions, but Scowl, he kind of lost it, and he had this little something for us that might help to relieve some of the pressure.
With you, let's get a shit fucked up better than you. You wanna fuck you, fed up with you. Let's get a shit fucked up better than you.
You wanna fuck you, fed up with you. Let's get a shit fucked up better than you. You wanna fuck you, fed up with you. I'm not as good as you, I'm no one better than you. You wanna fuck you, I'm fed up with you. I'm not as good as you, I'm no one better than you. You wanna fuck you, I'm fed up with you. I'm not as good as you, I'm no one better than you. You wanna fuck you, I'm fed up with you. I'm not as good as you.
Man, dude, I think you hit it right on the snout. A little bit of musical therapy there for, like I like to have on the show, for everyone to enjoy. High fives go out to everyone who was involved in that match, too. I think Fog Craze, Steve-O, Scowl, myself, Malleus was all there supporting the team. Speaking of Malleus, we had a little net meeting yesterday down to CPL. I'd like to get right into that right now. No delay.
Okay, we're talking to Malleus on net meeting directly from...
Yo.
From Quake... Okay, let's say it together. Okay, QuakeCon.
Yeah, QuakeCon 98 in Dallas, Texas.
Cool. So you got
official,
there...
Yeah, Cyber Athlete Professional League event.
Cool.
And that's right, it's not even called QuakeCon anymore. It's called the CPL event.
Oh, the CPL, okay. Listen, it's like KFC, right?
Yeah, KFC, CPL, Mousers, whatever.
Right. Now talk about when you got there.
Like Mousers everywhere.
Like what you
got? Yeah, I got here about 2:30 yesterday, and registration was supposed to start at 2. Got here at 2:30. The room was already full.
Uh-huh.
So I got a place, got in, got set up, been playing Quake ever since.
Man. And so you didn't make it to the tourney, huh?
No, I did the prelim last night. I had several problems, which I sent an email out to the spam list, and I don't know if I need to repeat all that. But
nah.
Basically, a bunch of lame excuses, and ended up I just missed it by one frag.
Man, so how does that exactly work? I mean, I guess I'm not that familiar with it myself. Maybe some
okay, what they do, we've got a huge room. There's like, I think, 250 computers set up, and that's on a separate network from the tournament machines.
Yeah.
They've got 32 tourney machines. They're Pentium 2 266s with Voodoo 2s. Surprisingly, I don't know, I had very poor frame rate on those. I don't know why. Untweaked GL, who knows. Uh-huh. But anyway, what they do is they're running Death 32 map with about 12 players per round.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go at it to free-for-all for 20 minutes.
Wow.
And what they take the top four or five out of each bracket. So it's and there were some extremely good players.
So just one frag off kept you out of that? Is that how it started?
Yeah. Okay, we had a preliminary round with 12 people in a match.
Mm-hmm.
And what they do is they take the top four or five out of each match. And unfortunately, I didn't do that good. Had lots of mistakes. Very nervous. I had a pretty large crowd of people watching me. And a lot of the cyber athletes were just sitting right behind me.
Man.
And it was kind of unnerving. I guess, you know, just nervous. Had nerves.
And this is during the free-for-all?
During the free-for-all. And I really...
Were they already out? Were they already out mm-hmm. of the game already? I mean, what's...
They take... What they do is they take the top players, and they put only one or two in each of the prelim matches.
I see.
So you're not having to play all of them at once.
I see.
And so, you know, they were all playing against Thorn. He's one of the cyber athletes.
Yeah.
And then all the other were, and it was Rick. He was playing another match at the same time. The rest of them were like right behind my shoulders watching me.
Man,
it was pretty nervous. I was pretty nervous.
But basically, this is all Quake 2, or is this all Quake 1?
No, this is all Quake World, or not even Quake World. It's NetQuake.
Oh, really? No kidding.
So old style NetQuake.
Oh my God.
But yeah, the word I'm hearing, yeah.
I had no
this
idea.
This is pretty much the end of NetQuake.
I would think this is like a big goodbye to it or something. I would think.
Right. Time to move on. And I've got running a Rocket Arena 2 server here.
Mm-hmm.
So I named it to play in A3D Rocket Arena 2.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me check that out. Let me verify that. So I'm thinking you can go into GameSpy.
Yeah.
And this server will show up.
How long will this last? Over the weekend or?
Yeah, it'll be here till Sunday.
Wow.
And here, let me go in here. I'm gonna bring up GameSpy and verify that. Okay, it's called Play in A3D Rocket Arena 2 server.
Uh-huh.
It's running from the CPL event,
mm-hmm.
and try looking it up in GameSpy. I'm reporting it to their to the Planet Quake master server.
Oh, I see.
So you should be able to connect up to it.
Wow. So you'd be playing there with them people.
Yeah, we're on a T3 line. There's a T3 in and out.
So as far
anyway,
as what's left to happen now? I mean, is there anything else you can get involved in? Or?
Well, for me, lots of free-for-all, lots of fun. I'm kind of glad the tournament part's over because now I can relax and just have a good time.
They kind of split that. They split it up or something? They split up the tournament from the...
Well, you've got the tournament and then you've got just the room. The room is really nothing but a big, huge LAN party.
I see.
It's in the same room, but just the tournament machines are up in the front. And then there's rows and rows of tables that just they're just full of PCs and people.
Just like that picture.
Everybody's playing?
Just like that picture you had on Spam Mail or where it was?
That's right, yeah.
The big, wide, panoramic thing.
Mm-hmm. I think that was avault.com, and they're doing live coverage of the event.
Oh, okay. What is that address exactly? Is that www.avault.com?
Yeah, right. www.avault.com.
I see. Okay, cool. That's what I was going to say. Have they got any kind of live stuff? Can you get on the old TV there?
Yes. There is live coverage from CPUCME that you can actually check out. They were broadcasting some of the matches last night on CPUCME.
Man,
so it's
cool.
Pretty cool. They've got a lot of stuff going on. Well, one of the things is, and you know, I realized I get spoiled with my ISDN line and playing on Quake World, and people have 200 pings, and you get used to that. Well,
right.
Well, here everybody has like 11 pings.
Right. You start looking at those pings.
World.
Like, you all are a bunch of LPBs, a whole lot of you. Yeah.
Every one of you.
Yeah.
God damn it. Fucking mousers.
Is there anybody there that hates us?
No, more curious fascination with us because we're weirdos.
I guess you got, you know, Mad Cat looking over the whole thing, right? They just think,
they
just think we're a bunch of professors or something.
I don't know. I had to go over to Mad Cat and give him some shit yesterday, though.
Oh, really? Because
my stick broke.
Man.
Yeah.
Have they said anything about plans of a new controller? Or
yeah,
anything?
They talked about it a little bit last night, specifically regarding it, about replacing the wheels with a better quality bearings.
Wow.
And I'm going to go mention some things. What they need to do is put an optical wheel or an optical ball that uses optical rather than mechanical.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, the hell with the glowing little red thing. That's cool, but it doesn't help the gameplay any.
Right, right.
So I'll probably go talk to them. I just went over there for a minute yesterday, but didn't really spend too much time there.
What other companies are there? Anybody else?
Let's see, we've got the Bazooka speaker systems,
uh-huh.
and they sell these big Mongo subwoofers.
Wow.
There's Tiger Distributing. Let's see, Babbage's has got a booth. ACT Labs, they make a bunch of different kind of controllers.
Mm-hmm.
But the coolest thing here as far as peripherals is this chair. It's called an Intensor.
Yeah.
And it's a chair with a subwoofer built into the back of the chair.
Oh, my God.
And it's got five speakers. There's two on the side of your legs.
Yeah.
One right between your legs. And then two behind your shoulders.
Man.
And those are sweet. They're like $600, though.
Oh, my God. And you just hook this into your sound card and go for it, huh?
Yeah, you just plug it into your computer. And all the tournament machines are using those chairs.
Oh, no kidding. Wow.
So that's a pretty sweet little deal. But they had them at E3. We didn't really get to look at them too much, though.
I see. So is there anybody sitting next to you that wants to say something?
let me see here.
Maybe you get into a fight on the air.
Let me get to this guy. Hold on just a second. I'm going to get him over here. Hey, man.
Yo.
Oh, wow. This is cool, man.
Are you a mouser, man?
I'm afraid so.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. This is a sad day.
I'm talking to Menthol?
Yeah, absolutely. Who's this?
This is Scooter.
Scooter.
I've been on your IC. Yeah, I've been on your IRC channel a few times.
Yeah.
You're very nice to me, even though I'm a mouser.
Yeah, we're all super nice. We're all working on attitude adjustment.
Is that so?
It's a hard road.
It really is. we have what we call the Muppety feeling. And we're trying to keep as much of that in our clan as possible, so we try and kick out the idiots who wreck that.
Yeah.
We've got about, like, 12 of us here representing our clan at the CPL tournament.
I see. Oh, no kidding. So it's like Malaise is out there all by himself, kind of.
Well, there's
isolated.
A few other... There's a couple of us. The MacNats booth is up here, lots of Panthers around, but not too many A3D clan members.
Right.
Specifically.
I was going to try to make it down there, but, you know, it's just time. Real life, you know?
Well, it's nice talking to you, man.
Yeah, all right. Well,
I'm playing a little one-on-one match here, so let me get back to it.
All right. Well, have fun.
Hey, check out the updates on, what is that URL, Malleus? It was
the vault?
Avault.com, yeah.
Yeah, Avault.
Have you been checking out the webcam?
Yes, that's what I want to do. I want to get out there and start, you know, look at that right now.
Yeah, check it out.
I'll have to pull that out.
I was calling here.
Yeah, go over there. Go over there and, like, you know, swing your hands at the gamma, you know?
I might have to do that later.
Swing your mouse around your head or something. grab it by its tail and swing it around your head.
Panthers must die.
Uh-oh, I heard that.
Here's Valius.
All right.
Hey, good talk to you, man.
Taking care.
See ya. Okay.
Oh, my God, we had a mouser on the show.
They're everywhere. Give me the freaking mouser.
It's
mouser
a flood. It's a flood.
Mouser Trauma Center, help me, please.
Yeah, you need some help bad, man.
You know, I may sound a little bummed out, and, you know, I am kind of disappointed with what I did in the prelim match, but I'm here to have a good time now, and I haven't really had a chance to play a whole lot, but that's going to change today. I'm going to play all damn day.
Can't believe we had a mouser on the show.
Well, you may have to edit out the mouser.
Well, it might help us all to see, you know, who our enemy is by hearing, you know, one of the enemies, you know, live. You know, see one in, you know, you see them in the woods from a distance, but this was like, you know, face to face, you know.
Well, let me just reiterate, okay, the mouser mentality.
Yeah.
Here's a guy with a $2,500 Pentium 2 400 megahertz machine.
Yeah.
Running software mode Quake with MidCap 3. And he's got a Voodoo 2 12 meg card in it.
Oh my God, what a waste.
So go figure.
Oh my God.
That's the mouser mentality.
So have you got the pride enough to yell out into the crowd, A3D rocks?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
A3D rocks!
All right, cool. Did you get any response? Did the mousers all scurry into the darkness?
A bunch of guys up in the front are looking at me like I'm a freak.
You know, show them your colors, you know?
The guy next to me says, I wonder why.
So you're
no,
saying,
I'm going to not say anything else.
So what?
I'll stop there.
That IP address that you were talking about in GameSpy, you just got to look it up. You've logged it publicly so we can update our, you know.
Okay, let me just tell you right now. Okay, it's at 204.0.53.18:27910.
Okay, so that's 204.0.53.18. Okay, great.
Correct.
Okay.
And that IP address may change because we're on a dynamic, you know, DHCP IP addressing.
Maybe you could just
so
keep it.
I'm gonna go ahead and make sure that it's registered with ClinicWake.
Yeah.
And so you should see it there as Clan A3D Rocket Arena 2 server.
Right, that's how you can sort it alphabetically as Clan A3D and then
right.
C. Right, okay, that'll work. So if a person hits that, they could actually log on to the game and be playing right there.
Oh, yeah. They could,
wow.
So come on in. It's called the Clan A3D Rocket Arena 2 server. So it'd be cool to bring some of you guys in and let's go at it.
Cool. Like, we'll look forward to seeing you then.
Yeah.
All right, then. We'll talk to you later then.
Okay, well, enjoyed doing the show and glad you could take the time to do it.
All right, appreciate it. Talk to you later then.
All right, see ya.
Okay, I hope everybody enjoyed that. Sorry to have a mouser on the show. If you're traumatized, be sure to call the Mouser Trauma Hotline. This is Menthol for A3D Radio, signing off.